Hi. Okay, so for the last, I don't know, like hour, I've been trying to figure out how to start this audio because in my creative process, I always think that the beginning of an audio matters the most because you're popping in for like a quick secchi and you're gonna be like, "Hey, what's up? Are you cool?" And I'm like, "I hope so." So I've been thinking for like the past, I don't know, hour, yeah. Of like a cool introduction to this questionnaire, but I couldn't come up with anything. So I decided why not just be the very awkward real person that I am and not like this. So I guess I'll prefix this by saying this whole thing is going to be completely informal, which I guess is a good thing because I want to be, since I'm a answering questions about myself and not like any, like the girlfriend alley or the friends with benefits alley, I want to answer these questions as me. So that's why I want to make this a more informal audio. So I do apologize. There's going to probably be cars driving around in the background. And since it's very informal, I think I'm gonna release this completely uncut. In one take, which is gonna be real stupid. I'll probably cut out like little bumps and here and there when, 'cause I get nervous. I'll like fiddle with things. And so if you read the title, I'm also answering all these questions. I'm answering Rogue Bunnies Being Nosy questionnaire, which is actually a fantastic questionnaire. I'm very excited to answer it. It's 25 questions long. I'll link it. It's obviously linked in my post, so in case you want to read along with the questions, prepare for them or whatever. Prepare to see what my answers are going to be. I'm going to be answering them with a vibrator going off. So in case you're a new follower, hello. I'm actually making this because I am very close to 100 followers. I don't know if by the time you're listening to this, I'll be at 100 followers, but if I am, fucking sweet. I am actually so shocked because I feel like all of my audios are like shit posts, and I'm surprised that anybody wants to listen to them. But to the people who are listening, thank you. I appreciate it so very much. It's honestly incredible for me that people actually want to listen to this train wreck of Allie. Hi, I'm Allie, Aloe Vera Honey. I actually still need to get verified on GWA, which I will probably do soon. If I have, yeah, the reason why I haven't been verified yet is because I want to make like a witty verification post, but I can't think of anything. So that's why I'm not verified, okay? But I think you guys have figured out that I'm a real human being. Or that I'm me? Question mark. Is that why you get I don't know why you get verified. I'm verified on Audible though, so that's cool. So I'm a real person. I'm real. Don't worry, I got you. Okay, I've been rambling for almost 4 minutes now. This is gonna happen a lot. This is gonna be really long audio. That's why the title makes no fucking sense. Why am I doing this to myself? I don't know. I like to make challenges for myself that make absolutely no goddamn sense. But anyways, for anybody who is new, I have a series called Vibe Check. And wow, this is so meta because I'm actually talking about a series that I'm doing in an odd, it's so meta. I do a series called Vibe Check where I challenge you to not come before I do. Yes, I'm nervous right now because, okay, if you are caught up on Vibe Check, then you know that this next setting that I'll be doing is stupid. It's so the vibrator I have has 20 settings. Three of them are constant speeds, and then the other 17. Seven, who wants? Why did I buy this vibrator? Like, why did I pick one that has 20 set? Don't ask me. I don't fucking know. Anyways, it's already been 5 minutes. I'm so sorry. It has 20 settings. Currently, we're on the third steady speed, which, if you think about it, the first one is obviously the low one. So the third one is here. I'll just show you. Okay. I think it's on the third one right now. We just got it done. Okay, let me reset. Hello. Okay, so that this is the first one. And then this is the second one. And then this is the third one. And if you don't think that's intimidating, I have no words because I've never used a vibrator before. So Vibe Check is actually a very genuine series because I've literally never used a vibrator before. And I don't use a vibrator outside of Vibe Check. So it's all like very new to me, every setting, everything. And I guess the reason why I did that is purposeful so that you, I should really just get to this, huh? I don't know. Fuck it. You know what? I'm going to keep rambling. Who the fuck cares? Someone's out there listening. See, that's why, you know, if you're here because you listened to my other audio and you enjoyed me, well, thank you. All the series that I make, I make them because I enjoy them. And that's why I'm trying to give that kind of positive energy back. Because I also want, like, I guess I personally want the space to be an content where people aren't afraid to do weird series like mine, you know? Like, I have Oral with Allie. It's not a traditional series. Not a lot of people like just hearing you go down on me, but I mean, people like it, so I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna keep doing it because I think it's funny. I have fun every week. Sadly, I'm not doing it this week because I'm doing this, and I've been recording for 7 minutes and I haven't done anything. Anyways, back to, wow, I ramble a lot. You guys, I should release the bloopers for my last audio because it takes me a long time to record something clean. So you should really appreciate how much I edit. Anyways. So this week I'm going to be doing a vibe check twice, this more because I need to train for this setting on actual vibe check, because I think I'm not going to last during the actual thing. But since for this one, I'm going to hold out until literally the end of this questionnaire. So Bunny's questionnaire is 25 questions. So there's your context. I'm going to hold out, and I'm for sure going to hold out until the end of this because I don't lose. Like, I can't lose, and that's why I have to train for Vibe Check, because too many people have been beating me at my own freaking game, and I'm pissed, okay? So I'm watching y'all. All of y'all who are here because you listen to Vibe Check, I'm watching y'all. I'm training right here. This is my training round for Friday. Anyways, okay, you know what? We're just going to start. So untraditionally, during Vibe Check, I would hold the vibrator the whole time. But for the sake of me being able, I need to be able to look at the questions and like read. And I don't think I could read, hold a vibe, and form reasonable things in my brain all at once. I'm going to just slip it into my underwear and I'm gonna just ride it. Yeah, I mean, you know, so it just stays in place and hopefully I don't pass out. And like, I don't even know if you guys are even listening anymore. But if you are, thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm gonna put it in now. Okay. It's there. You're welcome. Fuck. Okay, so question. Fuck. It's really loud. It's like this setting, I'm sorry. Like I said, this is very informal. It's you're going to hear the vibe. I'm sorry. What's your question number one? What is your favorite holiday and why? This is a very easy question to answer because my favorite holiday is Halloween because that's my birthday. Why? Because it's my birthday, and it's always been fun to host a costume party, which is also my birthday party. So, yeah. This vibe is just going off. Fuck. It's really intense. I, like... fuck me. Okay. I can feel it, like, really... it's really cool. Okay, question number two. If you could live in any cinematic, TV, or anime universe, what would it be? Okay, you know what? Okay, so my bad, because I didn't actually, like, I looked through these questions, I was like, oh yeah, that's great, but I didn't plan any answers, so now I'm like, if I could live in any cinematic, TV, or anime, fuck. I'm trying to think, because I don't know, honestly, like, I don't fucking know. Okay. I'm trying to think of, like, my favorite, I guess Pokemon. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Or Yu-Gi-Oh. I fucking love Yu-Gi-Oh. So yeah, I think Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon. Probably Yu-Gi-Oh, actually. You know what? I wanna be able to fucking duel shit. You know, I want the I haven't watched Yu-Gi-Oh in so long, but I love Yu-Gi-Oh. I would say Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay, let's move on because I need to get through 25 questions. Question three. What is your favorite audio tag to perform / write? Okay, so since I both perform and write, I think I will do two different ones. For performing, I really do like girlfriend experience. I think I make a great girlfriend. Holla. I think I make a great girlfriend. My laundry just went off. I'm not gonna edit that out. Like I said, I make a great girlfriend. I do my laundry. I also say breath play is my favorite. I love getting choked. So I'm saying that very bluntly, but this vibe's just going off. So I like girlfriend experience and breath play. If I can incorporate that in everything I do, those two are very odd ones to put together. But if you want to choke your girlfriend, I got you. I mean, okay, let's move on to the, okay, let's, okay, what audio tag do I like to write the most? I actually really like writing enemies to lovers. I think enemies to lovers is so fun because of the enemy dynamic is just so fun to write. I love writing banter. It's like, it's good to have a lot of back and forth, even though it's like one side dialogue. It's like I enjoy the back and forth. Okay, question four. When it's really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? I really like soup. I think that's the average answer. Like, everyone just likes soup. I really like chicken soup on cold days because a car just drove by. I really like chicken soup. If you know, like, the cliche of like, oh, if I'm your girlfriend and you're sick and you bring me chicken soup, you know that cliche? I fucking love that. Like, bring me chicken soup every week. That would be freaking amazing. Okay? Fuck. I love chicken soup. Chicken noodle? Hell yeah. Any kind of chicken soup. Like, it could be of any origin. Matzo ball. Ramen. Anything. I just like chicken soup. Okay. Question number 5. Can you do a handstand? I could once upon a time. I can't now because I have like this deathly weird fear that I'm going to snap my neck. I feel like that's how I'm going to die. I'm just going to accidentally snap my neck into somehow. I don't know. I'm like a klutz in real life. Okay. Do you type using the home keys or no? I actually don't know what this question is, so I'm going to attempt to Google it while this vibe goes off on my clit. Oh god. Okay, home key on keyboard. Wait. What is the home key? Huh? On the keyboard. Oh, there's a key that says home. Oh, there is one. Oh fuck. I'm very not aware. If you're talking about the actual key on the keyboard, no, I don't think I use the home keys. If you're talking about something else, I probably don't use it because I don't know it. Question number 7. What skill do you really want to learn? This one's really easy. I want to learn embroidery. I've always wanted to learn how to embroider stuff because I've always liked the minimalist aesthetic, so I enjoy, like, I want to be able to just write like one word on a shirt, on like a plain t-shirt, and be like, yeah, that's trendy. But like in my brain, like, no one actually thinks that's trendy. It's just Allie thinks it's trendy because Allie wears that shit. I'm talking to myself. You guys don't know how much I'm holding back right now. Like, it feels great. It feels fucking great. It's intense though. Like, I was reading reviews for this vibrator right before I got it, and I remember one of the reviews was like, oh yeah, the third setting, that's the best one. And I'm like, bitch. Fuck. It's intense. Like, anyways, back to the question. Question number 8. What's your favorite type of weather? I don't want to self-deprecate too much, so I'm not gonna, but I'm kind of a odd person. Let's say odd, okay? Oh, the car drove by. I'm kind of an odd person in the sense that I think anything above 65 is hot, which I think now gives you context. So 30 degrees, this is Fahrenheit, by the way. I think in Celsius, okay, so I think 30 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, I think in Celsius it's like 9 or something, like 9-10 Celsius. So there you go. That is my preferred range. Winter is my tempo. Snow is my tempo. Rain, anything that would dictate really cold weather, that's it. That hit it for me. Okay. Question number 9. What is your favorite game to play as a kid? I loved Tetris. I will beat any motherfucker at Tetris. Like, don't come at me with a Tetris battle. You will lose. Like, I am the Tetris player. I spent so much of my childhood playing Tetris. Like, this vibe is really going off. Okay. Question number 10. Waffles or pancakes? That's a hard question. See, you can't ask these kind of questions because waffles and pancakes are like good for two different reasons. Waffles are crunchy, and then when you put the syrup on top, they get soft, and then waffles are a great accompaniment to fried chicken and all those other things. But then pancakes are really soft and pillowy, and it's like eating a cloud. And how can you pick? I pick waffles. Okay, question number 11. Summer or winter? Winter. Okay, moving on. Question number 12. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Korean, 100%. I actually am okay at reading Korean. I'm not the best at speaking or like really like listening that well. But if I could wake up and know Korean, that'd be fantastic because I just listen to a lot of K-pop. Stan Dreamcatcher, okay? If you haven't listened to Dreamcatcher, this is go look them up. Listen to Scream by Dreamcatcher. That shit hits, okay? Fuck. Okay. No, question number 13. Are you a morning shower or night shower person? I am both. I feel like I shower twice a day. But not, I mean, I just like showers. Like, it's just nice. But I think I'm like an afternoon shower kind of person. Like, I don't ever, I can't shower before bed because then it makes my hair feel all weird. So I guess that answers it. So I guess I'm more of a morning, afternoon person. But I have taken more than one shower pretty often throughout the day. Just because, I don't know, it's just nice. Okay. Whew, oh my god, we're like, I think we're more than halfway through now, guys. Oh my gosh. Oh, I might actually fucking survive this. Oh, fuck. Okay, question number 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? I would say yeah, except if you wanted to try something, we'd have to talk it out beforehand. Like, you can't just go in bed and be like, all right, babe, today we're gonna... I'll be like, no. Like, today we're not gonna do anything. Until you tell me and we talk about it. But, I mean, yeah, I guess I'm like, I have that kind of mentality for everything, I feel like. Especially, like, you know, making the audios, I thought I was just gonna write. But then I just thrust it into this world. I'm funny. Please say I'm funny. It's my only personality trait. But I feel like I have a don't knock it till you try it attitude for a lot of things. Like, for food, I'll eat anything, pretty much. Like, I don't care. Liver, testicles, whatever. What is it? They're called, like, Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever. I think that's bull testicles. Oh my god. What a weird thing to talk about with a vibrator over my clit. Okay. I was not expecting this. Maybe I did actually read this questionnaire. Question 15. Not a question. Just say something nice about yourself. I think I'm a really positive person. I think it stems from a background of having been a sad person. And now I feel much better about myself. So I want to spread that kind of positivity because I feel like when I was at my low, I would have wanted more positive outlets in my life. Like, I feel like during my lows, I surrounded myself with really low people. And now that I'm out of it, I can see that having more positive influences around me definitely benefit more for my mental health. So I feel like I'm a very positive person because of that, because I want to be able to supply people with something that I don't think I had back then. So yeah, I think I'm a very positive person. I always want to be encouraging. I always want people to be happy. Or I also, like, I think I'm also a very creative person. And that's why I really want to help people be unafraid to be creative too, because we live in a world, man, where there's a lot of content out there. So, like, who the fuck cares? Just do what you want to do. Like, there's no reason for you to feel the need to not want to strangle these cars. There's no need for you to feel like the content that you make is somehow, like, lesser than others people. Like, no, you make what you make, and that's going to be uniquely you, and it's going to be incredible because you made it. And if you're proud of it, then fuck yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, I think I'm a very positive person in every aspect of my life because I just I want to be positive. I want to be a good influence on other people. Oh, it's really hidden. I'm very surprised I've lasted this long.
Okay. Oh, I can't breathe. Okay. Question number 16. Okay. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Oh, this is my breaking point. This is my breaking point. I have 10 questions left. I'm already gonna suck. I better not come. I better fucking come. I better not. Okay. I have to read the question again because it didn't process in my mind right there. Oh, fuck. I'm not gonna pull it off because it's in my underwear, so it's being held down, and I'm gonna make it. I'm sweating. Okay, is question number 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? I really like watching mukbangs on YouTube. I think they're really fun to watch. I also like watching cooking videos. I think those are really great. I like the sounds of, like, chopping vegetables and, like, sizzling food, you know? And then, like, I think food is, like, is a really nice, like, people just seem really happy when they eat, you know? So, I just like watching those things, and it helps me unwind because it's like, okay, you know, I like your day, maybe it was kind of bad, but like, this person's on the internet is making this really cool dish and they're eating it, and that's pretty awesome. Whew, okay. Oh fuck, I actually have to think for this next question. Question 17. What are your top three favorite movies? Inception, Pacific Rim, Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, I'm making these questions longer than they need to be, but I should explain. Maybe not Reservoir Dogs. No, I like that movie. It's a pretty good movie. I don't know, maybe not top three. Okay, let me change my answer. Fuck, you know what, I'll pick an anime movie. Let me think. Fuck. Oh, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. If you've never watched that anime movie, fucking fantastic. Okay, so I'm changing it. I know, I kind of want to do one. Okay, no, I think those are the, yeah, because then, okay, Inception, Pacific Rim, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Okay, so Inception, I love because Christopher Nolan, dude, he's the brain on that, like, the cinematography, the brain on that guy, the director, everything was, it's a fantastic movie. If you've never watched it, love Inception. Pacific Rim, fantastic movie. Del Toro knows what the fuck he's doing, creating a world, and also the romance, but not romance, in that movie is fantastic because Del Toro talks about how he doesn't have them kiss at the end because he believes that their bond is stronger than the need to show physical affection. Like, at the end of the movie, she just leans her head against him, and it's like a symbol of, like, she feels safe around him, and I'm like, fuck, that's hot. Oh, give me more of that. Okay. The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, fantastic anime movie. I definitely recommend it. It's a great movie about, it's a coming of age story, about a girl who gets the ability to leap through time, and she finds out later that, you know, her actions have consequences, obviously, and, you know, she learns and she grows as a person. It's a beautiful movie. Yeah, I definitely recommend those three movies. Reservoir Dogs is great too. I think that's top four. Okay. Fuck. Question 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? I don't really do anything in particular. I do kind of sit down in front of the mic and kind of, I wouldn't say like think it out, but kind of have like a goal in mind, or like a linear kind of outline beforehand, before recording. For writing, I'm a, as someone had told me, a feast or famine writer. And I literally will write for hours on end, multiple scripts, and then I will pass out for weeks, or actually no, I mean for like a few days, and then I'll do the exact same thing again. And I've been getting better at just kind of doing one thing at a time instead of doing like a bunch of things at once. But that is kind of how my mentality is. So I have like a go-getter mentality. I just sit down and I just do it kind of thing. So but drinking a glass of water helps. Stay hydrated, friends. Okay. Hydro homies on Reddit. Okay, question number 17. Oh no, we're not on 17, we're on 19. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Okay. Fuck. Okay. 19. Question number 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, unicorn, dragon, etc., which would you pick? Baby me, baby Allie would say dragon. But I don't think that's, I don't know. Would that be realistic? I feel like I would want like a mythical creature that could like help me in everyday life. Like maybe like a, like, you know, like a will-o-wisp, you know, like a spirit, like a ghost, or something like a spirit, like a fairy, like Tinkerbell. But that's not really like, I don't want like a creature, I don't want her as like a pet. I just want her to fuck shit up for me. That'd be awesome. For a pet, I guess I would have to say dragon. I mean, that's the only, but it had to be a small dragon, because like I said, I wouldn't want a huge dragon. You can't fuck shit up. Like, you could fuck shit up with a huge dragon, but then everyone would know, you know? And I'm like, I'm not that kind of person. I'm like a sneaky fucker, you know? Like, I want, if I'm gonna mess shit up, I'm gonna mess shit up and you're never gonna know about it. Okay. Whew. Only a few more questions. Okay. Question number 20. What is your go-to movie watching snack / candy? I need to Google the candy, but obviously it's gonna be popcorn for the movie snack. I love popcorn. I think it's called, fuck, let me look. Oh, they're called snow caps. Okay, so popcorn and snow caps, those are my two go-to movies. If you buy me snow caps, I'll love you forever. I love fucking snow caps. I don't know why. I like the texture, you know, the dark chocolate and then like the little tiny dots. It's fantastic. 10 out of 10 candy. Okay. Question 21. Are you an extroverted or introverted? Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? Oh, I am a big introvert. I'm a big introvert. Like, I'm a huge introvert. I'm really shy in person. Like, I'm just like, I'm an overall nervous person normally. So yeah, you probably wouldn't like, I mean, once I get close to somebody, I like open up and I'm like, hey, what's up, you know, all that stuff. But like, if on first meetings, I'm like, hey, how are you? You know, like, I'm like that. But yeah, definitely introverted. Question 22, was your first kiss actually a good one? That's all I have to say. Question 23, other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? I mean, right now it's hand sanitizer. I can't leave the house without hand sana, you know? Fuck. I think that's it. Yeah, it has to be hand sanitizer. Like, right now, it has to be hand sanitizer because of the situation. Whew, okay, two more questions. Question 24. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Let me think. What is a non-sexual act So, like, that I find attractive. So, is, okay, is it in the sense that they're doing it to me? Or, you know, it's like, why have I tried to overcomplicate the question? I should just want this to be over with so I can come already. But I have this kind of OCD where I want to, like, elaborate too much. Okay, a non-sexual act that is attractive to me. I really like, I really like hugs. Is that a good one? I really like hugs. I think if somebody pulls you in for a hug and they, like, really mean it, you know, not like a one-arm hug, but like a double-arm hug, and then, like, they, like, lean their head on your shoulder and you're just like, oh, this is the cutest fucking, ah! You know, that kind of, like, that's the shit, okay? Getting a hug for, you could have sex with a bunch of people, but getting a fucking hug, like, a good hug, you know when a good hug, you know a good hug, because it, like, slaps, it, like, when you get a good hug, you're like, oh, shit, like, afterwards, you're like, oh, fuck, that's a good hug. I think that's it for me. I like holding hands, too, but that, I feel like hugs can also be between, it's like, you have platonic hugs that are just, that can just make you go, well, wow, why aren't we dating? You know, kind of, yeah. Oh, I love hugs. Okay. Okay, last question, guys. Woo! Oh, this one's easy. Okay, question 25. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. I actually want to name a few because I feel like I have different reasons for every song. Okay. Obviously, because, well, if, when I say it, you'll know. Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. I can listen. That song slaps no matter what. Okay. Do I Want to Know, Arctic Monkeys. Those two songs are like, I can listen to those two songs back to back for the rest of my life and they'd always hit. But I feel like the odd one out, right? Let me just say the odd one out of my top three songs that I can listen to all the time is, I love Black Bear's Hot Girl Bummer, okay? I love that song because it's just, it's such a mood. It's like, it's hilarious to me. So I could listen to that song and just jam out and it just puts me in a good mood. I don't know why. It's like, it's just funny. But yeah, those are my top three, I think. So as you can tell, I have no style in genre. Okay, we have made it to the end of the questionnaire. I am wet beyond wetness. I just, my body has been holding out for so long that I don't even know if I can come anymore. But I made it through. I passed this vibe check for myself. So I'm gonna focus on feeling good now. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You know when you want to come? And then suddenly it ramps up, like, so quick because it's like, oh, yeah, your body's like, you know, you've been edging yourself for so long. And then you're like, all right, it's time. Then your body's like, yes. That's how I feel right now. But then I started talking and then I couldn't let my body do it. So it's like I just edged myself more. Ah, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This setting is so intense. I mean, I'll give my full review on Friday, but ah, my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm just fuck. Oh 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 my god, I'm gonna come so fucking hard right now. I can feel it. It's like, fuck. You know when I like was bitching about that girl's review of setting three? Girl, I get it now. I get it. It's because once you get to a certain point, it feels just so fucking good, and you're just gonna, oh, fuck. You're just gonna I'm almost there, please. Oh my god. I'm clenching. Just ride that wave. Oh God. Okay. And there we go. I made it through. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this questionnaire, and I'm sorry it's so long. Oh, fuck. Also, it's very informal, so I feel like it's not going to be a pleasurable experience listening to this. My bad. If you do make it through, if you made it through this entire audio, right, comment in orange in the chat, but then say, I try to think of something, just comment in orange emoji, okay? If you made it this far, comment in orange emoji, and trust me, I'll remember you. So yeah. Thank you for this. Also, I guess if you made it this far, in my post, as you can see, I also am now accepting tag requests for my audios. So, if you like my audios and you have like a special tag that you want me to record, like you're really into Prone Bone or something, then I'll figure it out and I'll add it into my audio somehow. But yeah, so if you enjoyed, leave me a tag request. In the tag request, you could also leave anonymous feedback in case you want to stay secretive. I don't know why you would want to stay secretive, because I reply back to every comment pretty much. Even if you comment like one word things, I'll reply back because I feel like I just want to be able to give you, like, I want, you know, the attention. But yeah, if you want to leave anonymous comments, anonymous feedback, then the request form is there. You do have to, there's two required questions, and then you can make the anonymous feedback, but you know, they're great questions. So all right, I'm sorry this is as long as it actually is. It's gonna take me forever to edit out the cars. Fuck. But I hope you had a good time listening to me, Allie. Peace out.